The Texans pick up a victory on the road in Oakland, and because of that, you get a free Texans slush at participating Sonic locations. After, we went inside the locker room after the W.
We just stacking, taking it one game at a time, and just coming out here and trying to execute our game plans, execute our schemes to get wins.
What's the key in all those turnovers today?
It's our front seven, man. Those guys apply pressure. Those guys make our job easier as far as applying pressure on the quarterback, which was a young quarterback today. You know, who has some good tangibles with him. But our D-line play relentless. Our linebackers play relentless for us, putting pressure on that guy and allowing our DBs to make plays on the ball.
You guys stripped the ball really well, too.
That's something that us as a defense, that's what we thrive on, even in practice. That's what comes in. You know, it showed up in the game. You know, guys going after the ball, no matter if it's a running back breaking through, if it's a receiver catching the ball and turning up, we're stripping at the ball, trying to cause turnovers any way we can.
It was a wild play. Can you take us through the two fumble play? You got the first strip there.
I got a good read on it, got a good jump on it, and was able to get it out. And the receiver kept playing, and then J. Joe was relentless after him and got it out again. And Swearin just running to the ball like we do, and you know we was able to come up with that ball. But it was a relentless play all around.
How about JJ's reception and that whole scene down there?
Yeah. I mean, we weren't able to put it in that first play when he was in, and then had the play called for him to be able to be in that route and. It seemed like the ball was in the air for a long time, and he was standing wide open in the end zone. I was just praying he caught it, and he did. So hats off to him.
Those kind of plays keep everybody up. I mean, what does that mean for a team?
It's just nice to be able to have those type of plays in with our offensive coordinator, Gatsy, and Coach O'Brien, being able to have him come over and be on the offensive side of the ball. It also shows his versatility. But, just gets the team amped up. I mean, we were playing well today, and that kind of that's a little icing on the cake.
Yeah, obviously, you know, we want to complete the game and not let them score there at the end. But, we just try to do our best to do our jobs and make sure that we are able to, do our part and play complimentary football.
It's interesting. Not many sacks, but tough day for him. He turns the ball over a few times. I mean, can you talk about what you guys were able to do as far as getting turnovers?
Yeah, the defense did a great job, opportunistic. You got to be able to disrupt the ball and be able to make plays, when we can. And I thought, the defense did a good job.
Point of emphasis we've been making since the beginning of the year, that we wanted to create an identity for ourselves, just being a physical group, being able to run the ball whenever we had to. And so far, we've been able to do that. I think it's, everybody's up front been working hard. The front five, the tight ends, fullbacks, receivers. Arian's done a great job, as well as the rest of the backs that came in today. And just something we got to keep on doing.
You guys ride Arian again. What's he like in the huddle when he knows and everybody knows he's going to get the ball? What kind of confidence does he have?
Ultimate confidence. I think, we got down to the 1 yard line and, we got backed up. We had to lay a game, got backed up to the six. And, that's a pretty big deal. You get down to the one, that's a pretty easy yard to get. You feel like you can get back to the six and it kind of like, it's a bummer. And Arian got in the huddle. It's like, so what? 6 yards. We get this right now. Sure enough, we dotted up, gave it to him. He ran it the next play, and that's the kind of confidence and intensity you like to see in a running back like him.
Thinking you were going to get in on that pick?
Yeah. I mean, just kind of watching this drop back. The call we had, kind of knew the play, so I thought I had a pretty good chance. And when he made the throw that I was hoping he would make. Well, to that particular guy, so I had a good chance to break on it, and I did. So,
once you made the break and cut the ball, were you thinking six?
Yeah, I was thinking six. Got a little winded, so was fortunate enough to get a good return. But yeah, I was thinking six initially. But
Rick,
hey,
what's the biggest? How can you explain the penchant for forcing turnovers
on
this team?
This is something that we emphasize on a daily basis. We know that could definitely be a momentum changer, especially when you're on the road and you're going to somebody else's house, and you can create a couple of turnovers. That'd definitely be big for your team, and it could suck the win out of anybody's sail. Especially in games like this, hostile environment. When the guys had the fans behind them, and you come up with a couple of big turnovers, and it can actually turn into a game like it did today.